Tourism industry Aotearoa has unveiled a new online tool to make it easier for businesses to become more sustainable. Leaders from all over the sector have been gathering to discuss and brainstorm ways to help companies connect with the environment and local communities. Tess Brunton is at the annual Trends Conference in Wellington.
Interactive activities, case studies and video presentations are all part of a plan to make tourism businesses more sustainable. Tourism industry Aotearoa's chief executive, Rebecca Ingram, says there is a deliberate push to change the industry's focus.
Bouncing back to 2019 is not part of our vernacular. Rather, we're focused on purposefully creating a resilient and sustainable industry that delivers for the country, our people, the environment, and the visitor.
Some businesses are already putting conservation at the centre of what they do, like Zelandia Tamara Atane in Wellington. Its chief executive, Danielle Shanahan, says they've got a fully fenced eco-sanctuary that is providing a safe space to reintroduce native wildlife back into the area. In the 1990s, there were only 30 pairs of tui and no kaka in Wellington. But since kaka were reintroduced to Zelandia's eco-sanctuary in 2001, they're thriving.
By 2010, they were starting to explore beyond the fence. You see those dots spread around Zelandia there. And by 2015, they're nesting in people's backyards. And today, they are again one of the most common species that we can see in our parks and backyards.
Kohutapu Lodge and Tribal Tours owner Nadine Toitoi is focusing on rangatahi. She's offering cultural exchanges with industry backing for young people to travel to other Indigenous communities around the world. She's already seeing a difference.
Sustainability is fiercely important and we need to continue to nurture our environment and plant those trees. My whakaaro here is who is going to look after those trees in the future. We need to make sure that our young people are well equipped to deal with some of the issues that the tai, our environment, is facing, and it's our job to make sure that we give them the tools to do so.
Tourism and Hospitality Minister Matt Ducey says in the past the industry has had a bad rep.
At times, tourism has actually been seen as a threat to conservation by people in conservation. You know, tourists aren't a predator and we should encourage that.
He's hoping initiatives like the one on show here are an example of the good work that is being done. And he says he'll be working closely with the conservation minister because ultimately it's our natural beauty which is the big draw card.